looking for an investment property but unsure where to buy? Hi, I'm Scott Carew, CEO and founder of Freedom Property Investors, Australia's number one property investment advisory with over 7,500 members and clients. Now, in the last 3 months alone, over 500 of my clients have purchased an investment property in a growth location. What many property investors don't know is there is currently a property boom in affordable locations all around the country. To learn more, head to freedompropertyinvestors.com.au. That's freedompropertyinvestors.com.au.
Now, what do you make of this? Weight Watchers have set their sights on a new demographic, that being children. The weight loss company has launched an app aimed at helping those aged 8 to 17 reach a healthier weight. So they're going to help them track their food. And this is only available in the US at the moment, but they plan to launch it globally soon. Critics are concerned that this promotes an unhealthy relationship with food, saying that children obsessing with their diet can lead to eating disorders. Kevin Barrow is the CEO of the Butterfly Foundation. He's on the line. G'day, Kevin.
Good afternoon, Ben.
What's wrong with Weight Watchers targeting kids?
Look, this has us very concerned. I mean, tracking weight at such an early age with these sorts of applications in very young children creates the possibility of a negative relationship with their body and food. And we know that this can lead to the risk of developing an eating disorder.
All right. I'm sure that Weight Watchers would say, look, we know that the community's concerned about eating disorders, but those eating disorders also include overeating, obesity, and they're trying to tackle that.
Yes, and I think, you know, we know that weight gain is an issue within our broader community, but the fact is that these sorts of applications have no evidence about them. In fact, the research would suggest that diets generally don't work in the long term. In fact, very often people return to their weight previous to the diet and, in fact, sometimes put on a few more kilograms extra. So there's no evidence to support this sort of application, and it's done in a non-supervised environment.
All right. Well, what can we do about this issue, though? If kids are gaining weight and we're concerned about their health, surely we've got a right to raise the issue.
Yes, you do. I think we know that children have a diversity of body shapes and sizes, and we should celebrate that at a very early age. I think if parents do have a concern, then they should reach out to a professional, and they should do that with appropriate supervision. These sorts of applications are not supervised, and they have no evidence in terms of outcomes.
Okay. Thank you very much for your time.
No worries. Thank you.
Kevin Barrow, the CEO of the Butterfly Foundation, suggesting that Weight Watchers should butt out of the issue of childhood obesity. 131873. Have you got an issue with Weight Watchers launching an app for kids aged 8 to 17 to help them track what they're eating? I suppose we need to see it to really assess it. It's called Curbo, and they reckon it's on its way to Australia after being launched in the United States of America. How do you deal with that, by the way, mums and dads out there? If you've got kids with a weight issue, how do you raise it with them? What approach do you take? Because I know it's probably an issue that you need to be a bit sensitive about. 131873, if you've got any tips for any other mums and dads out there.
Are you looking for an investment property but unsure where to buy? Hi, I'm Scott Carew, CEO and founder of Freedom Property Investors, Australia's number one property investment advisory with over 7,500 members and clients. Now, in the last 3 months alone, over 500 of my clients have purchased an investment property in a growth location. What many property investors don't know is there is currently a property boom in affordable locations all around the country. To learn more, head to freedompropertyinvestors.com.au. That's freedompropertyinvestors.com.au.